From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod, a podcast about Black culture from Blackness's biggest fans. I'm Eric Eddings. Who do we go to answer life's toughest questions? Questions like, where did the idea of little green men come from? If I'm lifting something heavy, does cursing make it easier? Is something bad really going to happen if I don't put my phone on airplane mode? Who could you possibly go to for answers to any of that? Well, you could go to our Gimlet fam over at Every Little Thing. It's a show that goes deep. In each episode, host Flora Lichtman turns over every stone to get answers to the questions about all the little things in our lives. And recently, someone approached Every Little Thing with a question that required the Nod's particular type of expertise. So get ready, because today we're going to go on a journey, a quest even. A quest to find out the true origin of one of the most iconic dances ever, the cha-cha slide. So here we go, the episode of Every Little Thing that will tell you everything you ever wanted to know about the cha-cha slide.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Every Little Thing. My name is Rachel, and I think that we need to dive really deep into the cha-cha slide.
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. So you called about this.
Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha real smooth.
DJ Casper's The Cha-Cha Slide. A song that is basically inescapable if you have attended a wedding, pep rally, or high school dance since the year 2000.
Yeah.
You could have called about the Macarena, the electric slide, the hokey pokey. Why this song?
So I was just sitting down with my husband, and we both realized that we danced to the cha-cha slide at our respective high school dances. And it hit me that we've been dancing the cha-cha slide without any sort of explanation of it for so long. And there's a lot of, like, directions and instructions within the song.
Slide to the left. Slide.
We've sort of just
right.
Been unquestionably doing what DJ Casper says to do.
You mean following his orders like an automaton?
Exactly. Without any question, essentially.
You don't even know who this man is.
Yeah, why does he want us to slide to the left?
And yet, there you are, at every function, sliding to the left.
Yeah, confidently.
So you know the full name of the song is The Cha-Cha Slide Part 2.
Ah, this has really kept me up at night, and I have no theories. There has to be a Cha-Cha Slide Part 1, but I haven't been able to find it.
This keeps you up at night?
I have trouble sleeping in general.
You said in your message that you do have a theory about the origin of the Cha-Cha Slide.
Yeah, so my theory is that DJ Casper wrote this song for people like myself, who are very bad at dancing.
Your theory is that this was an act of generosity on DJ Casper's
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. To the American public. Or to the world.
Okay, Rachel. We'll get back to you after we investigate. We decided to start down the hall.
Is DJ Casper down the hall?
This is Brittany Luce, co-host of Gimlet's The Nod, a show about Black culture.
Yes.
We wanted to get you in here because I know that another famous slide has appeared in a few Nod stories recently, and that you've been doing some digging into slides.
Yeah. I've recently done some research on the electric slide, hoping to, maybe come up with some interesting findings for our listeners.
In my mind, you are Gimlet's resident slide-ess.
You know what? I will say this. Within my extended family, not the truth. Within Gimlet, absolutely the truth.
The bar is lower here.
It's just a little bit lower.
So, Brittany, what is your relationship with the cha-cha slide?
It's just one of those things. It's like, as a Black American person, that is just the thing that we do. Like, every major celebration, you're doing some line dances. It could be electric slide, cha-cha slide, Cupid shuffle. I'm a big fan of the wobble.
So the this brings up a good question. On the evolutionary tree of slides, where does the cha-cha slide fit? Is it like the fish that dragged itself out of the sea?
To me, the electric slide swam, so the cha-cha slide could sprint.
Brittany, we need your slide expertise today. Would you be willing to cha-cha down this rabbit hole with us?
Obviously, yes.
Do you know where this song came from?
Chicago. That's all I know.
Yes, indeed, Chicago, in the 1990s. And our story begins with a fitness trainer named David Wilson.
Let me describe myself. I'm like 5'3" and a half. So to keep the guys from testing me, I got to stay in shape, you know? So at that time, I was actually working for Bally Total Fitness over in Hyde Park in Chicago, Illinois.
So David was teaching an orientation class at Bally's, an aerobics class, and he wanted a fresh routine. So he went to his uncle, who makes music and is a great dancer.
And this guy, like, he was great on, he's good on his feet, you know, sort of like watching a guy like it, what I would consider maybe like an MC Hammer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, this guy's a phenomenon.
So it made sense to ask him for help.
And I was talking to my uncle about what I was trying to do. And out of that, something beautiful happened.
Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth.
That's my uncle. That's my uncle Junior.
David's uncle is also known as DJ Casper.
Yeah, you can call me Casper. DJ Casper, Mr. C the Slide Man, whatever.
This is how the cha-cha slide began. A ballet routine, a gift from uncle to nephew.
I don't know why. For some reason, that just, like, that warms me up inside. I don't know why.
So David gives his uncle this assignment, and what he returns with is not quite the song we know.
The cha-cha slide wasn't even a dance when I made it. It started off as an aerobic exercise.
What does an aerobic exercise of the cha-cha slide look like?
I just handed him a piece of paper with the steps wrote down, like to the left, move to the right. It wasn't no music to it or anything.
What was he supposed to do with the paper? No music.
I think you can imagine David at the front of the class leading the routine. And then you should also imagine people loving it.
People stopped going to other people's class. They started coming over to the orientation class. People had to put their name down so they could, you know, make sure they got a spot.
It's like pre-Soul Cycle.
Yes, to hear David describe it, it's a craze.
They start calling me Hollywood.
He called it out to the class and they were doing it. So then I said, you know, we can try to put some music to this and make it real, you know, make it real jazzy for him. So we started out with a song called Plastic Dreams by JD.
Casper put his vocals over the song. So, Brittany Luce, are you ready to hear the never-before-released Casper Slide Part 1?
Oh, my God. You actually got your hands on it. Hell yes. I want to hear it.
This is the Casper Slide, y'all, for the new millennium. We finna get busy. Come on up here, Chi-Town. Let's do it.
This feels like history.
Let's do it. Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. To the right. To the left.
This is so good.
Take it back. One hop. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha now, y'all.
It's like all the bones of the classic are right there.
Yeah, they are. But Plastic Dreams wasn't his song, so he ran into copyright issues.
That's a hurdle.
So what I ended up doing was redoing it with a live band and calling it the Casper Slide Part 2.
This is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're gonna get funky. Funky.
Get funky.
Funky.
I like to imagine him being like, you know what? We're cha-cha-ing here, but we need a little something extra. Do, 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 do. And it's perfect.
Cha-cha real smooth. Turn it out.
Just imagine yourself in a Bally Total Fitness right now.
Wait, so how did he get to the club, though? Like, how did it get everywhere?
That's a great question, and the answer hinges on one of our next guests.
I'm listening and watching the Cha-Cha Slide, and he was like, trust me, this is big.
It's a British guy. Who is that?
We will find out after the break. All right, when we left off, the Cha-Cha Slide was an aerobics routine in one Bally's. So how did it become one of the most popular songs in the history of time?
You're going to tell me, right?
I'm going to tell you, yeah.
Okay.
So before we get to the British man you were wondering about, we're still in Hyde Park, Chicago. David's orientation class is going gangbusters, and Casper realizes he has something special on his hands. So he does the like 1990s equivalent of posting to SoundCloud. He starts selling CDs.
Out of his car?
Trunk of the car.
Yeah, out of the trunk. I mean, so true.
I asked him to paint the scene, and he was like, I don't remember what kind of car it was.
They can put any car they want to put to it. Just think about the trunk full of CDs.
I'm imagining you in a parking lot with your trunk open and CDs.
No. Actually, every place that I went, when I went to the skating rink, when I went this, people would ask about it. And that, hey, yeah, I have something there in the trunk. So, I mean, went to the grocery store. If somebody saw me, hey, man, what's going on with the new dance, man? Got it in the trunk.
It gets played at local clubs.
Uh-huh.
And it catches the ear of a local radio legend.
I'm LaDonna Tittle, Tittle in the Middle, affectionately called in Chicago for over 150 years in radio. And I'm still 28 forever.
It's amazing.
That's me, Tittle.
LaDonna is a radio personality, but you might also recognize her from this. LaDonna is Rosie the nosy neighbor.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hate R. Kelly so much, but I would be lying if I said that I've not seen Trapped in the Closet like 7,000 times. So I definitely remember this scene. That is amazing. Legendary.
She also plays Grandma Ethel on The Shy.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow. Look, that's so lovely. So she's like a real, like she's a hometown legend.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she knew Casper from the local dance scene.
I mean, his stepping is so synchronized. He would have two and three women dancing with him at the same time.
And she heard the Cha-Cha Slide in a club, and she liked it. She thought there was something there.
It was one of my go-to songs because it's infectious to your feet. It makes you want to move.
She pushed it at the station that she was at to get it out there, to get it played.
People started calling in and requesting it. And that's basically how some hits became hits.
It just caught on like a brush fire. It just caught on and went all over.
And then DJ Casper gets a call. And it's Universal Records.
Oh my God. It's like a hero's tale, you know what I'm saying?
It is like a hero's tale. So in 2000, Universal Records releases the song. It gets popular in the U.S. And then something happens that is going to make it a global hit.
I did not know that it was a global hit.
It is a global hit.
I did not know. I thought only Black people did it.
Well, expand that image, and here's the evidence. In the U.K., a couple years after the song was released, DJ Casper was greeted at Heathrow Airport by 10,000 fans.
That is wild to me, because like, this is no shade to DJ Casper whatsoever. There are many a famous celebrity who do not have 10,000 people waiting for them anywhere except for their own concert. 10,000 people waiting at the airport in the UK to meet DJ. I had no clue that it ever reached that level of popularity outside the United States. Like, no idea.
Do you want to know how?
Yeah. Yeah.
It has to do with that British man you heard before the break.
To be honest, I was the only person at the radio station at the time that got behind it.
This is radio DJ Scott Mills. He works for BBC One. He has 6 million weekly listeners, and he's sometimes been called the Ryan Seacrest of the UK.
Yeah, I've I have heard that before. In fact, if for an American, Ryan is probably the nearest.
Same amount of hair gel, less hair gel?
On a good day, as much hair gel, yeah.
Okay, great. Scott vividly remembers the first time he heard the Cha-Cha Slide. A music executive took him out to dinner.
It was a real nice kind of French restaurant right next to the BBC. And we went out for had a couple of drinks, had a meal. And he was like, I've got a smash for you. So he brings out this like cranky old laptop, and which is a bit weird when you're in a French restaurant, and shows me this video. And so I'm wearing headphones in a restaurant in the evening, and I'm listening and watching the Cha-Cha Slide.
I love how this is like the glamorous world of the music business. Like, you're at a fancy restaurant balancing a cranky laptop on your knee.
It's like that. It's like not what they said happened in Dreamgirls, honestly. But like, what did he even think of it? Like, when you hear it in that context.
When I first heard the song, I actually did think this is a number one UK single.
And Scott was right.
Like, it was just like that.
He debuted it a few weeks later on his giant popular show, and then it hit the charts.
It went in pretty high. I think it went in at like number three, and then the next week went to number one.
It hits number three in Ireland and makes it into the top 20 in the Netherlands, Belgium, Italy, and France.
Wow.
I got to travel the world with that song. I mean, from London to Scotland to Africa.
A guy go from being local to being known all over the world, you know, from the U.S. to the U.K., I mean, come on. That's a big achievement. That's a big achievement.
The crazy part about it is, it's crazy but it's good, is that like right today, almost 20 years later, I'm still getting a lot of calls to come out to different things.
You know, the question I'm left with is, why does this song endure? And you know what? It may actually have something to do with our caller Rachel's theory. Maybe this song really is a gift to people who are dance challenged.
Well, I don't know the dance. Well, you don't have to know the dance. All you have to do is listen, and I tell you how to do the dance. And I think that's what's more unique with the Cha-Cha Slide versus to any of these other dances.
But I like the Cha-Cha Slide because it has these little pockets within the song, whether he's telling you to do like the Charlie Brown or, you know, go to work or, you know, get low, where if you're actually a good dancer, you can really show off if you want to. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It creates, there's levels to it. That's how I feel.
It'll be, I think, forever played at weddings alongside Celebration, Cool and the Gang, alongside Robin S, Show Me Love, alongside Wham. The songs that are the fabric of parties, family parties, all over the UK and the world.
You're with people that you love and that you care about, and they could be anywhere from like diapers to can't necessarily stand anymore, but they want to be included and have a good time too. And it's like, I don't know, there's something to be said for a song that can sort of just like appeal to everybody in such a loving setting to the point where people want to hear it over and over and over again.
Their whole lives. At the most important events in their life.
Exactly. Exactly. It just kind of feels like DJ Casper is like commanding like this party and everybody's having the time of their lives. But it's like the entire human race. That makes me so excited to do the Cha-Cha Slide at my wedding. I'm not engaged. But like, it's gonna happen. Like, it's coming. I'm not worried. Y'all don't need to be worried, but one day I will do the Cha-Cha Slide.
So Rachel, do you feel like your question has been answered? How do you feel about this?
I feel it's just nice. It's like one of the last like truly wholesome things that exist.
Yeah, it started with a guy doing a good deed, for his nephew, and it resulted in one of the most popular songs ever.
Makes me feel good. Things are really screwed up, except for the cha-cha slide, and we can always count on that.
It's so sad that this feels so good.
It's so sad that this feels like such a relief.
Everybody clap your hands. How low can you go? Can you go down low? All the way to the floor? How low can you go? Can you bring it to the top? Like it never, never stop?
Do you have a question that keeps you up at night? Call us. 833-RING-ELT. 833-RING-ELT.
Turn it out.
Every Little Thing is produced by Aaron Reese, Phoebe Flanagan, Bradley Campbell, Kristen Clark, Annette Heist, and Flora Lichtman, with help from Nicole Pasulka and Doug Barron. Ian Chillog and Caitlin Kenny are our consulting editors. Dara Hirsch scored and mixed this episode.
All the way to the floor. How low can you go?
How low can you go? I can go all the way to the floor.
I wish I was there to fix you my signature cosmopolitan.
Me too. LaDonna left us with one other insight that, really, in good conscience, we could not keep to ourselves.
You want the recipe? Okay. When you make a cosmopolitan, chill one glass for yourself and then chill another one because you're going to have a second one. That's the way you do it.
I like the way you think, LaDonna.
Oh, yeah, girl. If you got company, make four. Okay. All right. So this is what you do. Everything's got to be fresh. You got to have fresh lime. A half a lime is good.
Okay.
So you squeeze your lime in. You got to have one sugar cube, some cranberry juice.
Okay.
Just a splash, because you just want the color.
Ooh, this is where I go wrong.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not making lemonade here, cranberry lemonade. No. Uh-uh. You just want a splash. And I did say vodka. Oh, you can do two shots of vodka, you know. And, here's the big difference. Instead of using the Contro, you use a shot of Grand Marnier.
There it is.
Put it all in your shaker. You'll be right on spot.
Garnish?
Garnish is a mint leaf and a slice of the lime. That's going to be the best cosmopolitan you ever drank.
I know what I'm going to be doing in about 4 minutes from now.